Blog Talk Radio.
For another episode of JNT. We hear back from the episode. Josh, are you on?
I'm on. Ready to go ahead and start talking about these sports topics that we got today. I had a fan. He ain't really going. I wouldn't call it a Twitter rant, but he, you know, he started coming at me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You go ahead. That's your number one fan, man.
All right. I tweeted something about the college football rankings. I was basically saying, how did Baylor get left out of the top four? That's how it all started. I just tweeted something small. I was like, you know, the college football rankings, they tend to never give the respect to the Big 12 teams that they deserve. That's all I put. Then this guy, this Notre Dame fan, comes out of nowhere. Man, he just goes on this little rant talking about Notre Dame. We played some teams early in the year. We knocked them out the rankings. So I'm like, all right, let me give this dude a chance. Let me look at everything he's talking about. Let me go look at Notre Dame's schedule. I look, they played a Georgia Tech team that's 3-6 now. So I'm like, oh, okay. Then they played a Temple team that's ranked like number 21 right now, but they haven't played anybody this year. So I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the rest of the schedule. I'm like, where are the rest of the quality wins? Who have y'all played? And I tweeted the guy. I was like, other than those two teams, like, yeah, they were ranked, but Georgia Tech, they 3-6. Temple haven't played anybody. I don't know how they ranked. I mean, they undefeated, so I guess they low ranked. They're in the 20s, so I don't matter to me. But I'm saying, like, I asked the dude. I tweeted him. I said, so what other quality teams have y'all beat to be number four? And the man didn't tweet me back, so you know what that means, Tutu. He don't know his facts, man.
All right.
Notre Dame has not proved to me that they belong in the top four.
This is my thing about Notre Dame. We all seen Notre Dame in that championship game, and we all know how they win. Eddie Lacy had a field day. That had to be like one of the most boring championships game I have ever seen. Don't nobody want to know a damn championship game. I'm just sorry. There's other teams in here that deserve to be. And, this, and I don't like this playoff race. They just go back to what it was before. It's not fair that these different men get together. And then this is what makes me mad about the committee. Some of the people that's on the committee work at university. They be athletic directors.
How is their fair? They you know they're going to have biased opinions and then go ahead and put their vote towards a team that they – that's what I'm saying. This new stuff is not – what I feel like college football should be the direction they should be going to.
It's not even in the players' hands no more at a certain point. It's really up to the coaches, well, to the athletic director, for whoever else on the committee. You know, I don't feel like this, bro.
All right, and one more thing about notice.
I'm just saying all the big schools going to get the first deals. Everybody know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody has to go. The thing is, go undefeated so you can get in that championship. You know, I always say SEC run football. They do college football to me. But we all know Alabama, you know, they can lose one game and always still getting danced. And that's just because, it's just how it go, man.
But then my thing is, all right, back to this fan on this Notre Dame stuff. They have three games left. They play Wake Forest. That's nobody to me. They play Boston College. That's nobody to me. And then they play Stanford. They rank in the top 10, I think. And I think they're going to lose the game against Stanford. And then when they do, I'm going to tweet the guy and told him that Notre Dame is not a top four team. They don't play anybody throughout the season. Their strength of schedule is kind of weak if you look at it.
And Alabama lost to Ole Miss. And Ole Miss not even ranked.
All right, let me get on that real quick. Alabama lost to Ole Miss. Ole Miss lost two games this year now, which knocked them out the rankings. LSU loses to Alabama, which is some people consider Alabama the best team in college football right now, even though they're not ranked number one. So I'm saying, like, if you if you lose to supposedly the best team in college football, and then they bump you all the way down to nine, how is that fair?
And, you know, like, that's one of the toughest games you'll ever play.
That's a rivalry game. It could go either way, just depending on.
It could have went either way. You know, I don't understand, like, I don't know. I just don't get it, man. I really don't get it.
And then I was watching the First Take this morning, and I seen Skip Bayless and Stephen A. talking about it. Stephen A. was basically saying the same thing, but Skip brought up a big point. He was saying, well, he understood that, you know, LSU lost to Alabama and they technically like one of the best teams in college football right now. But he was like, how many SEC teams would you want to see in the top four? And I get that, but my thing is just give credit where credit is due. I'm not really too worried about what conferences the teams come from. I'm just worried. I'm more of a like this team, Notre Dame. All right. First of all, LSU beat three ranked teams this season. They all came. Half of them came out the SEC, and then another one. I forgot the other one. But Notre Dame hasn't did anything to that caliber this year. That's my only problem. They just snuck their way into the top four for no reason, in my opinion. I put them at six and replace Baylor with them.
Yeah. Yeah, they haven't really played nobody, and they –
And then the dude on Twitter, he was saying, you know, Baylor hasn't played a team with a winning record this year. And I'm like, how can they control that?
The only team they can play, you know what I mean, with a winning record is when they get to TCU. Have they played TCU yet?
They haven't played. The season.
And they run into all the good teams at the end of their season, like Oklahoma State, right, TCU, the last two games of the year.
I think if you look at the Big 12, I don't think you should take, like, I mean, a lot of teams in the Big 12, they have losing records this year. But I say don't mistake the Big 12 teams for no pushovers. They are not pushover teams. Every time you play a Big 12 team, you're going to have you a game. It's going to be a tough game.
Yeah. You know, I feel like the Big 12 is not getting that much respect no more because it isn't 12 teams, so it's not as exciting as it used to be.
I mean, yeah, they need to go ahead and add two more. I think it's 10 right now. They The last team they added was West Virginia, but West Virginia, they ain't been kind of on and off as far as being competitive in the Big 12. But
and it's another thing that I don't like, rankings. It's like, I mean, not the rankings, but the playoff, the 14 playoff thing, teams like if you look at U of H, they lost this year. Now, I'm not saying they deserve to be in the top four right now. I'm saying if they continue to be this good in the future, there's no way they're going to let U of H in the top four to compete for a national championship. I don't see it.
And that's a problem because U of H is, they've beaten some pretty good teams this year.
They are.
And
they have
half of the
be low.
At the end of the day, I feel like it's just whoever the college football playoff committee, whoever they think gonna make the most money for the TV ratings and all that stuff. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, that's all it is. And I don't understand, like, it's just really the TV ratings and the alumni and how big the school is. But you would never – I feel like the reason Baylor and them don't – the Texas teams don't get in there for because they don't know if they – they don't think they're gonna sell out. Or, you know, make as much money as the other schools. But you won't know that until, you know, until you let it happen. You won't know. And this all comes to what I say about, you know, how they should players be paid. You can't say they student athletes, but then you're not letting them, like, you're doing them like this. I don't feel like that's fair.
I feel like the college football playoff committee, I feel like they robbing some of these kids out of
– that's what I'm saying, out of accomplishments.
Like,
they're
robbing these kids.
And you wonder why kids go pro so fast.
I don't blame them.
It's not even like they want to say you're a student athlete, but it's more of a job. A job that sometimes, you know what I mean, that – it ain't fun all the time. That's all I don't know, but it's just not right. And I don't see how Stanford is in front of LSU. They lost to Northwestern. What's Northwestern record?
I don't know right now. I'm pretty sure it's not.
You know, they're 72. But with that being said, LSU lost to a whole Alabama. They should be ranked higher than Stanford. And
LSU should at least be. LSU should still at least be top five in my opinion.
Yeah, I think they're not in the top five or nothing like that because they're 7-1. Stanford got up on them, so it probably switch next week if Stanford has to run to a bye or something like that.
But to that Notre Dame fan, Stanford, I'm calling Stanford for the not even the upset, just to show that Notre Dame is they good, but they not top four material to me. They're not in the power conference. They are an independent team, so they don't have to go through conference play. They just schedule whoever they want to schedule and just go from there.
They good when they ain't got when the whole world watching. That's when you come.
And I have nothing against Alabama because Alabama is a team that you can put into the Final Four, the championship game, and they'll do what you expect them to do. And I mean, Nick Saban, he's a good coach. He been there on he coached at the NFL level. So this dude, like, he know what he's doing. He's probably like one of the best when it's all said and done, he's probably gonna be like a top five college one of the best college football coaches ever. But I'm just saying LSU and Baylor should be right there. That should be the next two in outside of that top four.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know.
I should go back to the old style and let everybody do like the NFL and just let them battle. Don't get the picking team like this. I feel like old got robbed out of. Not Ole Miss, TCU.
Yeah, Ole Miss? TCU.
Nah,
yeah.
TCU. I mean, you got killed Ole Miss.
TCU, all right, Oklahoma State, they beat TCU this past weekend, like we talked about in the last show.
Yeah.
They undefeated. TCU, to me, all right, the guy on Twitter, he started a Twitter rant about this too. because I was like, if Oklahoma State went out for the rest of the season, and they got to play some pretty tough teams, like I think they run into Baylor at the end of the season too. I said, if they went out for the rest of the season, why shouldn't they be bumped up to, like, top four, top five? And he was like, well, TCU has been overrated this whole season. And I'm like, how has TCU been overrated when they got a Heisman candidate on their team? They out here blowing out every team they put in front of them, and they just happened to slip up this past weekend. Now they overrated.
Well, good. Oklahoma State is 9-0.
They not. That's my point exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Big 12 teams don't get that credit that they deserve. Everybody thinks that Big 12 teams are these pushover teams. They're looking at all the rest of the teams in the Big 12. Like, they're looking at the records. And, like, even a Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a good team to me. They just off. They just have their days, and some days they on, some days they not.
Because they almost got Oklahoma State.
And that's my thing. Like, if Oklahoma State went out this year, I feel like they should be way higher than 9, wherever they are right now. That's a little too low for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I ain't going to entertain the college football committee the whole show.
I mean, Oklahoma State could be number one. The way they playing and with their quarterback situation, they still 9-0.
Yeah, but I'm not. I mean, of course, there's nothing me and you could do about the college football rankings. We can just watch and analyze, but I'm just calling it how I see it. Like, I feel like LSU.
If Oklahoma State have to end up playing, I mean, Ohio State end up playing Notre Dame. If Notre Dame continue to win, and, I mean, this is our fall four at the end of the day, Ohio State going to beat the brakes off Notre Dame.
Yeah, I can see that in them, but I do have something to say about Ohio State, though. Ohio State really hasn't been the team that I expected them to be this year. I'm not saying they're not good, they're not top four material, because they are, but I'm saying Ohio State really haven't lived up to expectations this year. They had a lot of close games, like with teams that they should have just ran away with. And then they having trouble with the quarterback situation. Like, it's something about this year. Like, they just don't have everything together this year. It's just not there.
I'll tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
It was because Braxton Miller is not back there throwing a rock. That's what it is. I've told you from day one, stay with the guy who's been there. Braxton Miller is the only Ohio State quarterback they have on roster that has played in most heated games. Braxton Miller should have a national championship ring. He has one, but he should have one for himself as quarterback. He played, two years at Ohio State when they were suspended?
Because 1 year they went undefeated, but they couldn't make it into the postseason.
They was banned from postseason play. They tried to ride it out with Cardell. I told you, the man ain't ready. Yes, he was hot for them three games. Yes, he was hot. But it's a difference when you got to play a whole season. When you have to take in everything that Braxton done already took in for 3 years.
I'm seeing it play out now. I agree. It's not there. I don't really too much believe in Ohio State, like, when it comes to this playoff thing. I don't really think they're that good, but I think, just like you said, if they played at Notre Dame, they'd beat the brakes off of them. So, I'm basically saying Ohio State is not that good this year. They're good, but not like how I expected them to be. And if they played a team like Notre Dame, they would beat the brakes off of them. So what does that tell you about Notre Dame? They should not be in this top four. That's all I'm going to say.
Then, you know, their last game, they played my Wolverine. And my Wolverines had a good season this year. New coach, new program, they 7-2. They could be the team to knock Ohio State off. I'm just going to go out there and say it. My Wolverine. Ohio State. It's a rivalry game, so it can go either way. It can go either way. It's a rivalry game, go either way. I wouldn't be surprised if my Wolverines do it, man. I'm proud of my Wolverines, man. I'm proud of Harbaugh, man. Khakis all day, baby. Make sure they're going to be khaki.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Wolverines were the team to knock off Ohio State because, like I said, the quarterback situation is not – they don't know who they want to go with. They don't know if it's JT Barrett or Cardale Jones. JT just got arrested not too long ago, got suspended for the last game.
They're just not
there as a team this year. So I wouldn't be surprised if a sleeper team like Michigan came out there way more motivated, way more hungry for the win than Ohio State and knocked them off. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, robbery. They could have come out there. You know, last time they played a couple years back, you know, they had that little fight and everything.
Yeah.
So, we just got to wait and see, man, and see how who get messed over. Because somebody's going to get messed over.
I mean, I can already see it now. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Baylor.
I don't think nobody expected Iowa to be 9-0.
Oh no, I didn't. No.
That's a surprise. So I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them. But you know what I mean, it's gonna end up. I doubt making to the Final Four just because you know what I mean, somebody gonna get messed over, man. I have a feeling it's gonna be Baylor, regardless they win the rest of their game.
The question is, can Baylor beat TCU at their last game of the season, though?
Yeah, that's another question. And what would that do for TCU? And how, you know what I mean? What would that do for them?
That's the same predicament as last year.
Yeah, because if they played them a little earlier, you know what I mean? Probably like Saturday. If they had them Saturday, they got Kansas Saturday. But they had Baylor Saturday. They could have bumped them back up spot if they beat Baylor. But it's at the end of the year, so they can't lose no more games.
You know what I noticed, though?
What's that?
I noticed that the way the schedules are set up for the Big 12, they put the teams that are usually supposed to make it out of the Big 12, like TCU, Baylor, and UT, well, supposed to be UT, but they schedule the game so that at the end of the season, all those teams play each other, so they basically knock each other out. But, like, you take a look at the SEC and you look at LSU and Alabama, they play a little earlier, which gives them time to recover and pop – I mean, get bumped back up into a higher ranking. I mean, TCU and Baylor, like, just say they're number 5 and 8. Once, like, one of them lose, there's no recovery. You don't have a game after that to recover and show that improve your rankings. I really like that about the Big 12 schedules.
Yeah. Man, the Big 12 just need to clean themselves up, man, because they got to – it's either put add some tougher teams. Not even that. Just make sure it's 12 teams, man. We got to get the conference back to where it used to be. Because right now, they're not getting no respect.
I'm really looking forward. I don't know if this is going to happen for sure or not, but I really think if U of H keep playing at the rate they're playing now, they could be that next team to join the Big 12. I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. It's, I feel like
good
a lot of teams.
Program.
U of H need to move to the Big 12. I know people get on me when I say this one, but I feel like UNT needs to move to the Big 12 also.
I'm not really sure about UNT yet. I don't even know how they season going this year. I really haven't paid attention to them.
It ain't good, my brother. I can tell you. It ain't good. It ain't pretty. It ain't pretty. It is not pretty for them. But I say that because everybody know, you know, I'm from the Dallas area, you know, the Metroplex. Everybody know UNT. I mean, it's a good school. It's a turned up school, you know, parties. The only reason I feel like they football program is that bad because they're not getting no recruits. What conference are they in? What conference are they in? I don't know.
Is it Conference USA?
It's either that. It's not the Mountain West. I don't know what it is. I think it is Conference USA. I think that's what the UN.
But
anyway,
I think they changed it to American. I don't know, something like that.
But anyways, I feel like they moved to the Big 12. Kids gonna want to come there. They just don't want to come play in their conference. Yeah, they just probably don't feel like
seven.
Yeah, I feel like they moved to the Big 12 to get more kids, football players. that's going to want to play. It's the Big 12. Who don't want to play against Texas Tech, Texas, TCU, Baylor? That's why the kids going to TCU and Baylor and Texas Tech. Texas Tech getting nice recruits, too. So I just feel like the conference.
They really do. I mean, I can see that, like, they move to the Big 12, and then, yeah, like you said, kids realize, yeah, we get to play all the powerhouse schools in the Big 12, and if we make some noise, like, we get some attention on the big stage, the grand stage. So I can see that. I don't know. I just need the Big 12 to, like, in the coming years for football, I need them to strengthen their football schedule, so all this other stuff, like, oh, y'all strength of schedule isn't that good, and all the teams in the Big 12 are mediocre this year. The reason why they're mediocre is because they beat each other up the whole year. That's why they're mediocre. The SEC, you got to worry about two teams, about three at the most. LSU, Alabama, Ole Miss, and maybe Mississippi State if they're feeling good that year. Other than that, the rest of them teams are pretty much cakewalks. So, I don't know. College football rankings, it's not cool to me, but it's just something we got to live with. But they always want to change something and think it's all better and good and innovative. But, I don't know, we'll see what happens with the rankings at the end of the season.
Well, Trayvon Boykin fell out the Heisman race, too.
Ah, man.
Well, you know, man, it ain't right, man. I just feel like they need to go back to the regular way. Everybody's happy with the regular way, this new way. Okay, if you're going to do the committee, at least take an AD out of each conference. You know, let me get
Thank
all
you.
These
yes,
high conference.
Please.
Yeah, you know, get all these high conference ADs together. They probably don't even like the other school. You know what I mean? It turned to a more personal matter than stuff. So, man, I don't think it's right.
I mean, yeah, at least have equal representation, like you said. So, I mean, it could be balanced. Like, I don't need three people from the SEC, three from the Big 12, and then one from Conference USA or something like that.
True.
But, I guess my next question is, since we've been talking about college football, if you had to choose a national championship winner right now, who would it be?
Basketball?
No, I'm saying, like, for college football, like, who's your team right now to win the national championship?
Man. For a while, I really thought it was going to be LSU. But the way they got LSU at 9, I don't even see them coming back and being able to win it. So, if Alabama in there, man, I'm going to take Alabama.
I was going to say the same thing. I at this point, I don't really see anybody beating Alabama in that Nick Saban defense.
Nick Saban, I think, you beat him again. Nick Saban, I think, just let you beat him again. And I would say Ohio State, but their quarterback situation, Alabama going to eat that up. Nick Saban going to terrorize them.
I'm going Alabama too.
Yeah, I got Alabama. Clemson. All reason I want to say Clemson, but they hot right now, but they ain't been in the fire like this.
Nah, they haven't been into that. Well, I mean they done had some good games this year, but they haven't ran into like no Alabama type team.
Yeah, they ain't played too much. They played some people, but not no people. They played a little Boston College. Notre Dame. They only beat Notre Dame by 2 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. True.
Yeah, so I feel like Alabama.
Well, I hope all the JMT fans enjoyed this show. I ain't mean to get all mad on the show because of what one of the fans said. But no, I just had to address the situation. But, you know, that's what JNT is about. We try to be interactive with the fans, you know, let you voice your opinion. We're going to voice ours and just having fun with this sports stuff. But, yeah, we'll catch y'all Friday, hopefully same time, most likely 5 o'clock. which y'all can look at our Twitter, and then y'all be able to see what time it is. But see y'all next time on JNT.
Peace.